It is noteworthy and interesting that this week's parsha that we're experiencing with forced separation from each other is a parsha named after the first word of Vayakel that connotes being gathered together with each other. Maybe we can reflect on the significance of this when we're unable to be connected and appreciate our connectivity and Yirtzeh Hashem return to it as soon as possible. It seems that the Vayakel here for the parsha of the Mishkan is meant to be a kapara, an antidote, for the similar usage of the word in Perek Lamed Bet, where it describes how Vayikohel Ha'am al Aharon, the people gathered around the Aharon for the creation of the Egel. And interestingly, Rashi tells us that the Hakel here was Lemacharat Yom HaKippurim Kishi Yarad Minahar. It was the day after Yom Kippur when Moshe came down from the mountain. And it seems that it being the day after Yom Kippur was important, and not just that it would happen to be when Moshe came down from the mountain. Kli Yakar explains beautifully that people can gather together when they let their petty peeves aside and when they're unified by a common sense of mission and purpose. And he says Yom Kippur helps us transcend whatever issues we have between each other and focuses us on our relationship with God. And so to hear, it was the perfect day to start working on the Mishkan after that kind of experience. And this we know is, of course, critical for any relationship with God. We remember Shmot Perek Yutet, we're told in Pasuk Bet, Vayisu mirifidim, Vayavou midbar Sinai, Vayachanu bamidbar, all plural, and then Vayichan, singular, Sham Yisrael neged Ahar. In order for Matan Torah to take place, the Jews needed to encamp together as one around Har Sinai, or to use the words of Rashi, Ki ishechad belev echad. This kind of focused attention and mission is critical for our relationship with God and for receiving Torah and the like. And this is critical for individuals as well, for personal relationships. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Zayin, Rabbi Akiva tells us, Ish ve'isha zachu shechina b'neihem, lo zachu esh ochlatan. For a man and woman to transcend their own focus on themselves and connect to each other, they need the shechina, the focus on some higher goal, to be what unifies them. Let's think about that now as we're separated on levels from each other to consider what our common goals are, and hopefully our focus on those goals will facilitate our returning to each other and coming together once again soon in Yirtzeh Hashem. Shavua Tov.